I am a terrorist. Words are my tools, my weapons. Through them, my thoughts vibrate around your synapses. They infiltrate your mind. They invade your soul. You are the victim of my speech, a casualty of my dangerous talk.
Greetings, talkers. This is Dangerous Talk, and I am your host, Stax. Now, today, we're talking about politics, since the political race is less than 2 weeks away, and I haven't done a show in a very long time. I apologize for that. I've been rather busy with other things, but I have been keeping up and doing a daily blog on MySpace, so I hope you've been checking that out and commenting, reposting it, and the whole thing. This was a difficult political year for me. I started off supporting Dennis Kucinich, then I moved on to Hillary Clinton, and now I've moved on to Barack Obama. I was not a fan of Barack Obama early along, and I'm still a little lukewarm on the guy. But he has really stepped up his game in the last couple of months, so you gotta give it to him. Now, some people have asked me, why not John McCain? Well, I like John McCain. I really do. At least I used to like John McCain, the way he was back in 2000. In 2000, I supported John McCain in the primary, Republican primary, and I really liked what he had to say. I really liked the way he was, his experience, his willingness to cross party lines, and I read his book, and it was very moving to me. I really liked it. He really got hammered by Bush. Bush had hired an attack team and had gone after him and called, you know, said, had robocalls, said, would you vote for John McCain, knowing that he has a black daughter, you know, and that was in South Carolina, so he didn't win. I like how he switched his side on the Confederate flag issue, and he stuck to his guns, and he's still against the Confederate flag to this day, and that's good. I consider that flag, by the way, to be the loser flag, not the rebel flag. The rebel flag is our stars and stripes, but that's a whole nother conversation. Don't want to get into it right now. So I liked John McCain. And when he was the candidate, I was thrilled for the Republicans because he was the best out of a lot of them. He really was. But then he hired the Bush attack team, and he reversed his position on quite a few issues like immigration, some of the issues related to the religious right. He once called the religious right some rather nasty names. Now he has apologized and started kissing their butt. Then he decided to play up his whole maverickiness, and as a result, he picked Sarah Palin out of nowhere. And as soon as I heard that, I had to look her up. And, you know, it was tough to look up because not much was written about her. But what I found, you know, I was like, uh-oh, she could be trouble for Barack Obama. And I didn't realize how religious she was. Unlike George W. Bush, who some people say, well, maybe he's religious, maybe he's not. Sarah Palin, there's no doubt. She is what they call a true believer. She had the witch doctors come in and bless her to make sure that witches don't cast spells on her and everything. She is a religious whack job, if I ever saw one. So that was his first maverick move. And at first it seemed to gain him a lot of support, but now as it's turning out that she is retarded, it is backfiring on him. Also, her religiosity scares a lot of people. His whole thing was that he was the centrist, that he was not like George W. Bush, that he was able to admit mistakes, he was able to cross party lines, he was able to be reasonable, he actually supports evolution, he supports global climate change, he actually believes in that, and he wants to make the world a better place, he supports green energy, all that great stuff. But now he's got Sarah Palin, and she believes in banning books. She thinks homosexuality is evil. I can't even tell you how far wacko she is. She is far, far right, and you already know that because this race has been going on for a little while now. So everybody knows how wacko she is. And it's just like, how the hell could you pick her? And you knew somebody else had to pick her. You knew John McCain didn't say, oh, I'm going to pick that governor. He never even met her. He probably never even heard of her until somebody, Rush Limbaugh, told his campaign staff that she was the person. But it's retarded. He would have picked Joe Lieberman, who still is wacko, and I still don't like Joe Lieberman, but it just not going to fly. And now, the attack ads. Oh, the attack ads. Oh, man. I don't know how many more there are now. First, Obama was a Muslim. Now, Obama's a terrorist. Now, he's a terrorist Muslim. Now, he's anti-American. Now, he's cheating. The voting hasn't started yet. He's already cheating. Yeah, right. My ass. So, this is crazy. And I don't like the good cop, bad cop thing going on. Okay? Palin calls him, a terrorist, and then McCain goes, oh, no, he's not a terrorist. No. He just pals around with terrorists. That's bullshit. I'm sorry, that is. Now, here's the thing. I always find it funny that the people who live furthest away from New York and Washington seem to be the ones that say, we must never forget 9/11. Sarah Palin says that. Palin, whatever her fucking name is, I don't even know. Sarah Palin says, we must never forget 9/11. Oh, really? In Alaska, you'll never forget 9/11. Really? Let me tell you something. Someone who grew up right outside New York City, I will never forget 9/11. And as such, as someone, when she goes around saying that Barack Obama is a Muslim and pals around with terrorism, when their campaign's spreading that kind of crap, what do they expect is going to happen? All right? A lot of people lost their families and friends on that day. And, when you say something like that, they're going to think he had something to do with it. And they're going to go after him. And they're going to kill him. They're going to yell, kill him at the rallies. And they're going to do it. One, because he's black and there are a lot of southern racists out there. And two, because, they think he's a terrorist who helped bring down the World Trade Centers. That is inexcusable. That is so inexcusable that not only should McCain apologize for it, he should tell all his supporters that if he hears it again, I don't even know what he's going to do, but he should kick people out of the rallies right away if they say anything like that. He should throw away their money if they donate to him. He should really make a fuss about this. And I'll tell you what he shouldn't do. He shouldn't say, no, ma'am, he's not an Arab. He's not. He's an American. And then leave it at that. That's not what he should be doing. What he should be doing is saying it up on stage to everybody, okay? Right before anything even starts, he should do that. I want to clear up a few things about my opponent, okay? There's some rumors going around by my surrogates, and I think they're wrong, and we're going to stop them right now. And he should nip that in the bud right away. Instead, he sends out robocalls saying, he pals around with terrorists. That's a load of crap. And it just, it really pisses me off because I don't think they understand. I know McCain's from D.C. Well, he lives in D.C. He should know what that means because a plane hit there too. Okay? But maybe it's because he's from Arizona and he doesn't know he's that far away from New York. And I don't know. But I don't think he realizes what that means. When you send out emails or have people send out emails saying that he's a Muslim and an Arab, and then you say he's a terrorist or pals around with terrorists. There was a senator, U.S. Congresswoman. I watched this live and I couldn't believe it. As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is going national. On Hardball, Friday afternoon, I guess early evening, Chris Matthews had her on. Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota, Republican congresswoman. And he started talking to her, and she started going off on the, pals around with terrorists, blah, blah, blah. And Chris Matthews started egging her on a little bit. You can tell he didn't agree, but he wanted to see how far she would take it. Okay? And she said, by the end of this interview, that she thought the media should do an investigation of the United States House and the United States Senate to root out anti-Americans in office, in our government, anti-Americans. And Chris Matthews knew he was pushing her in that direction. He saw what was going on. He couldn't believe she was going this way. He kept egging her on. Let's see how far she'll go. Let's see how far she'll go. So let's take a look at the McCain campaign now. First, they had Joe Sixpack. You know, they're trying to get Joe Sixpack. Then they were trying to go with the Joe the Plumber, right, kind of thing. And I don't really understand what that means, because Joe the Plumber wasn't Joe and he wasn't a plumber. And you know, everybody all knows the rest there. Doesn't even pay taxes. Now they've moved on to Joe McCarthy. I couldn't believe, I put this on the blog, I'm watching this thing. Right after I watched it, I went right onto YouTube to see if I could find it. 4 minutes. 4 minutes after it aired, it was up on YouTube. That's how quick. 4 minutes. Just like that. Boom. Because everybody who saw it, like me, their jaw must have dropped. I mean, this is McCarthyism. Now, I know a lot of America out there is not familiar with this period in American history. All right. You can ask John McCain. He probably remembers it. But, all right, cheap joke there. But anyway, this is an important area of history, which most people don't know. And for some reason, it's not really talked about that much in history classes today. But it was a period in time when Joe McCarthy, who was the junior senator from Wisconsin, wielded unlimited power by calling everybody a communist and a socialist. And then having them all in, and I put up the McCarthy hearings, one of the last ones, up on the blog, so you can listen to it. It's kind of hard to hear because it's old, but it was pretty interesting because he, you know, usually it was a closed door kind of thing where he grilled everybody until they confessed to things they didn't actually believe in or do, but this time he had a United States Army general, and it was in front of the cameras, and it made Joe McCarthy look retardedly stupid. And it was, you know, it was the end of McCarthyism, basically. But that's why we have under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. That's why we haven't gotten trust on the money, because the argument then was communists are bad. Communists are atheists, therefore atheists are communists. And therefore, we put in God we trust on our money, we can protect ourselves from the evil communists, which makes absolutely no logical sense. But hey, it was the 50s, so what can you do? My point being that McCarthyism is coming back. It's coming back in a big way. And John McCain should know better. He should fucking know better. I'm sorry, he really should. If he had any, by the way, this woman congresswoman, she's up for re-election. Her opponent raised like a ridiculous amount of money right after this speech. I think he might have raised more money than John McCain. So it's a pretty big deal. What she said is pretty much her death warrant from politics at this point. I mean, it's just unbelievable. In this day and age, have we not learned from McCarthyism? Have we not? I mean, and the thing is, McCain still hasn't learned. They're still going around. Oh, he pals around with terrorists. That's absolutely true. Let me tell you about Bill Ayers. Not that you guys don't already know. I have an intelligent audience. You guys already know. But I'm going to say it for a couple of stupid people out there who don't know, or uneducated people who don't know. Bill Ayers, okay, in the 60s, that was, let's see, this is, what, 2008, Carry the Three. Okay, so we're talking 50 years ago. 50 years ago, he set off some bombs, okay, and bombed a statue a couple of times, all right, bombed a few empty portions of buildings a couple of times, started a couple of riots. I'll grant you that. That's a little violent. Why did he do it? Because he didn't believe in the war in Vietnam. Well, shit. Half the country didn't believe in Vietnam. All right, this is the age where people were being drafted and the whole thing. And he believed that if you can stop something and you don't, then you're guilty of sitting there and doing nothing. And you're just as guilty as the people who are working against you. So And that's a decent philosophy, I think, actually, to some extent. I think he took it a little far, but to some extent. So he did these things, and he was kind of on the militant side, and I don't think he really cared necessarily if people did get hurt, even though I think he tried to really avoid that kind of thing. But I could be wrong. The point being that this was the 60s. Shit was happening. We were losing people by the tons. If you think the Iraq War, which was dragged on ridiculously long, was bad, a lot more people died in Vietnam. All right, and there were people who didn't volunteer. There were people who got drafted. So he was very much against that. So, all right, he made some mistakes. All right, because of some procedural errors, he never got tried for it, but he did turn himself in because he realized what he did was wrong. And he did say that he wished he could have done more. And John McCain and Sarah Palin and their surrogates and their hacks think that he wished he could have done something more translates to he wished he could have bombed more. And when that came out, even when he said it in 2001, he said, no, I didn't say I wish I could have bombed more, because obviously bombing wasn't efficient because the war dragged on for years after that. He said he wished he could have done more to stop the war. Bombing was not efficient. He should have done something that was efficient, that could have done the difference. And, of course, you know, McCain ignores that because it's easier just to spread a lie and, you know, whatever. Meanwhile, what has happened to Bill Ayers? Did he terrorize anyone? Who was he trying to terrorize? He was trying to terrorize the United States government. Into doing what? To pulling out of Vietnam. Why? Because he believed the United States government was acting against the mandate of the American people and against the principles of America. Okay? Certainly, I can understand that, you know, having lived through the 8 years of the Bush administration. Now, I haven't bombed any buildings that I'll admit to. No, I'm kidding. My point is that what he did was wrong. He knew it. But his intention was good. And intention doesn't count for shit. I understand that. But for me, it means something. How has he given back? Well, let's see. He's become a distinguished professor in education. He has done a lot of community outreach. He is passionate about education of urban youth, which, by the way, is where he met a young lawyer who wanted to do urban outreach and wanted to do education for urban youth. So he got together with them. So they hung out and discussed these ideas. But John McCain says he associates with terrorists. John McCain says we should know more about that association. Okay, John. What would you like to know about that association? Would you like to know where they were planning on planting the next bombs 50 years later to try and stop the Vietnam War? Is that really what you want to know? Is that what you want to know more about the associations? Because if that's what you want to know, I can tell you that never happened. Okay? That just never happened. What was the nature of their association? Well, fucking duh. The nature of their association was they wanted to teach urban students how to read and write. Okay? Arrest the fuckers. That must be illegal, right? Unbelievable. Know more about the nature of that. Unbelievable. It just irks me. And they both contributed to Acorn. Let me tell you who else contributed to Acorn. Ronald fucking Reagan contributed to Acorn. That's right. Now, let me tell you about this Acorn bullshit, because this is more bullshit trying to pull. It's not election fraud. It's not voter fraud. It's voter registration fraud. And let me tell you what the difference is. Voter registration fraud doesn't translate to votes. Doesn't affect the election. Not at all. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. So, now let's say this. I'm an average citizen. I want to register to vote. I go over to some sort of community organization, whether it be liberal or conservative, doesn't make any difference. Say, can I have a voter registration form? They go, here, sure, here you go. I fill it out. I hand it back to them. Now, when I hand it back to them, they have to, by law, give it to the government. Now, here's the thing. I don't have to register. Even if I go to, you know, Fox News and go to their lobby and they have voter registration forms, I don't have to register Republican. Okay, I don't have to register. If I go to Acorn, I don't have to register Democrat. I can register whatever the hell I want, and they still have to, by law, hand it in. I don't even have to put my real name. I could put Mickey Mouse. I could put Ronald fucking Reagan if I want. Doesn't make any difference. They still have to hand it in. Who's guilty of voter registration fraud, them or me? Me. I'm the one who forged a government document, you know, or faked a government document. That's me. It's not Acorn. Acorn, by law, has to hand it in. If they don't hand it in, then they're guilty. So this is what the Republicans did. They said they handed it in, therefore they're guilty of election fraud. They have to. If they didn't hand it in, they'd be guilty of election fraud. Now, what Acorn did do is they looked at them, which they're allowed to do, and they marked some of them, and they what they call flagged them, and they put them in a separate pile. When they handed it in to the government, they said, you might want to take a look at these a little bit more closely. We think they're fake. We think they're trash. But we can't make that call because that would be illegal. So we've marked these, we've flagged them, and we're giving them to you as per our duty to do. So that's what they did. Acorn hasn't done a damn thing wrong. Not a damn fucking thing.
And why is the FBI investigating them?
Did the FBI say that they were investigating them? No. No, they didn't. No, it was leaked. Really? Can we ask the FBI? No. We can ask them. They're not going to tell us because it's their procedure. They don't talk about ongoing investigations. So another brilliant thing. We don't even know if they're having an investigation. All we know is it was leaked. Who's the source of that leak? Well, we can't tell you because they have, they have to protect their sources. So therefore, we don't know if the source is legitimate or not. We don't know if there's an investigation. We don't know the nature of that investigation, even if there is one. It may not be related to this at all. So there we go. One big pack of lies. And how does it affect the election? Well, let's see. If Mickey Mouse comes to vote, then we got a problem. But guess what? If Mickey Mouse doesn't have a driver's license, a passport, blah, 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 all the procedures that are accompany first-time voters, then there are a lot more problems than voter registration fraud going on. So, I don't know. It's all crazy. But what they're trying to do here is they know McCain has lost this election. So they're trying to make it so that they can go after multiple states at the same time on the same charge. And it's not going to stick. It's just not going to stick. And they're also trying to frighten voters and say, they're trying to terrorize voters into thinking that Obama is a cheat and that he is trying to steal your votes because he's a black man. And black men steal your votes. That's what he's trying to do, McCain. And that's not right. And I hate to throw the race card there, but guess what? It's there. And it's not right. And people say, yeah, well, McCain doesn't agree with these supporters of his that are calling Obama, you know, black or nigger or whatever. He's not supporting that because he has a black daughter. Well, if he really was opposed to it, he would fucking stop it. And if he says, this also pisses me off in debate, I can't help what my supporters say, the hell you fucking can't. If you cannot control your supporters, your surrogates, and your vice fucking president, and your robocalls, then how are you going to control, you know, the Middle East? How are you supposed to control, keep Putin in line? How are you supposed to keep these people in line if you can't even control your own troops? That's retarded, ridiculous, and insulting. I'm telling you, it really puts a bad taste in my mouth. And now they're calling him a socialist today. That's their new buzzword. He wants to spread the wealth around. He's a socialist. Well, guess what? That's what government does. It spreads wealth around. Yes, we build wealth, and we spread it around. The whole idea of Reagan's trickle-down economics was it was spreading the wealth around by giving it all to the rich. It's spreading the wealth around. It would trickle down to the poor, and that spreads it around. And that's what McCain's going for, this trickle-down bullshit, which got us into this mess in the first place. Because if you got a buttload of money, are you going to spend it? Hell no. If you got a little bit of money, are you going to spend it? Hell yeah. It's all you got. You have no choice but to spend it. You got to put food on your table. You got to feed your kids. You have to spend. You got to spend every fucking penny. Because it's all you got. You don't have money to save. And that bailout, fucking ridiculous. And that goes for both of these guys. Fucking ridiculous. Bailing out these rich sons of bitches, I don't think so. I'm sorry, but the way to do it isn't to bail them out. It's to bail us out. Bail out the people. All right. Now, you go with people who are foreclosed, and you pay, and you take that money, and you pay it towards them. If they can have a house, then they don't have to pay mortgage on those houses. What are they going to do with the excess money they make? They're going to spend it. And what's going to happen? The economy is going to build because they have to spend it. They have no choice. They don't have the luxury to save. They don't. So they have to spend it. Bail out these rich fat cats, and what do? Some of them will spend it on facials and bullshit, but most of them will stick it in the bank. Put it in investments. It ain't doing anything for us. It ain't trickling down. I don't see it. We need a trickle-up economic plan. That's what we need, and that's what we should have spent half a trillion, a quarter of a trillion, three-quarters of a trillion dollars on. Sorry, number's getting too big for me. Three-quarters of a trillion dollars, that's what we should have spent it on. Trickle-up economics. All right? That's not spreading the wealth around. That's fucking common sense. It irks me. I'm sorry. This campaign is driving me nuts. And, you know, I was at a party the other day, Halloween party, and my friend said, it's going to be a landslide. You know, Obama's going to win by a landslide. Say, okay, but we can't get cocky on that. But you know what? It's not going to be a landslide. It's not going to be close. I think Obama's going to win pretty handily, but it's not going to be a landslide. And when I said that, it's because last week I looked at the map that CNN has of the electoral states. And I saw, you know, Obama's breaking into Bush country and doing a good job. West Virginia, you know, West Virginia, he's still losing there, but he's gaining ground there. Virginia, he's got Virginia, basically. North Carolina, he's pretty much got, you know, he's got some of the Midwest. You know, he's doing a good job there. Now, I look back at some of the elections of yesteryear, if you will. Bush Sr. got most of the country. There were maybe like five or six, all right, maybe like maybe 10 states that he didn't get. All right, so he basically got 80% of the country was red. That's a fucking landslide. That's what I'd call a landslide, when 80% of the country is red. Then you look at Reagan, all right, in 80 and 84, holy shit. I couldn't believe it. In 84, Reagan had the entire country except for Minnesota and Washington, D.C. He had the entire country. And then Lyndon Baines Johnson on the Democrat side, the entire country was practically blue except for like a handful of states. Those were landslides. Those were fucking landslides. This will be a handy victory, but it won't be a landslide. It won't be anything like that. I don't know if we'll ever see that kind of thing again. We have such a polarized political system now. You know, the campaigns have gotten so bloody, so negative, you know, where they're calling for people to die. You know, it's crazy. And that's it. Oh, man. I'm sorry to tangent here. But McCain then goes on to say, Democrats yell out crazy things about me, too. Yeah. We yell out that he's old. They say, kill him. We go, he's old. Yeah, that's comparable. They burn, they hang an Obama in effigy. And you know, have all kinds of racial slurs on him. And we call McCain old. We call him McSame. Oh, man. Ugh, McCain is so hurt. So hurt. He's so hurt that that Congressman Lewis, you know, compared him to a racist, to a segregationist. Oh my God, he was so hurt by that. He spent 10 minutes in the debate talking about it, how hurt he was by that. Meanwhile, he has supporters and surrogates calling Obama anti-American, a communist, a terrorist, you know, all kinds of, kill him. But McCain was hurt. Oh, hold the presses. Oh my God, McCain was hurt. We have to apologize. And Obama never repudiated that. He never repudiated it. He did send out a press release saying that it was over the line. And he did call up Congressman Lewis and say, Congressman Lewis, you are over the line. You should release a statement right away apologizing for what you said. But he didn't repudiate it. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know. A press release is pretty good repudiation to me. What does he want? More fucking McCain lie. I'm tired of it because I respected him. I'm pissed because I respected him and I was close to voting for him. And now he pulls this shit. It just, ugh. I respected the guy. You know, it just, ugh, mind blowing. I don't understand it. Anyway, I wanted to say something to my friends out there, my fellow talkers, who are supporting an independent candidate. Some of you are supporting Ralph Nader. Some of you are supporting Ron Paul. Why, I have no idea. But anyway, I want to say something to you guys. Because I have a history of supporting independent candidates. I voted for Ross Perot. I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000. And I'm proud of that vote, and I wouldn't take it back. I would not take it back. I supported that vote. Now, this is different, and I'll tell you why. Because Ralph Nader, at the time, he was a new face. He had a lot of energy. People were excited about him. He had an opportunity to make a mark. And he made a mark. It wasn't the mark he was hoping for, but he made a mark. He could have used that mark and created a new third party, or he was a Green Party. He could have better established the Green Party as a fighting force. He could have gone out and said, I might have cost Al Gore the election. You think I cost Al Gore the election? Maybe I did. And if you Democrats would have listened to our issues, would have taken us seriously, Al Gore would have won. But he didn't say that. And instead, the Democrats continued to ignore the Green Party's issues. Instead of the Green Party saying, let's be bigger than we were, let's focus on getting people in the House and the Senate and in local offices as Greens, and let's focus, really focus, and make some attention and make the Democratic Party either take us seriously and agree with our issues, or we'll give them a run for their money. And let's build a party from the ground up. That's what they could have done, but they didn't do that. They didn't do that. Ralph Nader did nothing. He said, oh, yeah, I didn't cost Al Gore the election. And he didn't, by the way. Al Gore cost Al Gore the election. Had Al Gore been a better candidate, I would have voted for him. I didn't vote for him because he wasn't a good enough candidate. But that's a whole other story. Point is, Ralph Nader could have done something, and he didn't. Instead, 4 years later, he runs again. 4 years after that, he runs again. He's going to run again 4 more years, I guarantee it. Why vote for him now? You can vote for him 4 years from now. You can vote for him 8 years from now. He is the new Lyndon LaRouche. He's the crazy nutball running who doesn't stand a chance and isn't doing a damn thing. He's not going to get any better percentages than he did the first time out. His percentages are only going down. What did he get last time? 4%? What's he going to get? You know, what did he get before that? You know, he's just continue to slide. He won't even get 1% this year. He's done. He's washed up. What he should have done, and what he still can do, Ralph Nader, if you're listening to this, you better pay attention. Run for Congress or the Senate. Run for the House or the Senate. Okay? Make a difference on a level that you can make a difference. Build a party. Build the infrastructure. All right? Perot had it. Perot was doing it. The Reform Party he was building, he was doing it. His problem was he got a little wishy-washy, and then Pat Buchanan joined the Reform Party, and that just Everybody was, oh, we don't want to be with him. So the whole Reform Party collapsed. But he was doing it, you know. That was the right way. You build the party. All right. The running for president should be the way to get the attention so that you can build the party. Ralph Nader knew he wasn't going to win in 2000. But you know what? He knew if he got a significant percentage, he could build the party and get enough attention. Unfortunately, he got that percentage, but didn't build the party. So now we're stuck. I mean, I'd given up on Ralph Nader. Now, I'll vote for an independent candidate, someone who can galvanize enough force and can seems to be setting up a new party. I'd vote for that dude. I ain't voting for Ralph Nader anymore. I'm done with him. I'll vote for him for Congress or the Senate. I'll even vote for him for governor. But I won't vote for him for president. No. I ain't voting for another LaRouche. I didn't vote for LaRouche, by the way. Never did. But my point is that, you know, that's not just not the way to do it. So, for all you Ralph Nader people out there, my advice to you, vote Obama this time. Compromise. Go, I'll never compromise. You compromise every day. I really don't think you agree with Ralph Nader 100% of the issues. You compromise. That's what we do. That's what America's about. But there are important issues that we decide we're not going to compromise about. That, you know, after a while, there's a line drawn in the sand, no more. I don't think Obama has gone that far. I'm still willing to support him. He hasn't gone to the point where no more for me, enough. But, here's the thing. I didn't like Al Gore. I wasn't supporting Al Gore. I knew that. I didn't like Tipper Gore. Al Gore was a panderer. Kerry was a panderer, but I liked Teresa. Teresa Hines Kerry, she had balls. I liked that. So I supported Kerry reluctantly. I did. And if I can support Kerry, then I can support Obama. Because Obama is actually better than Kerry. And Kerry was better than Gore. Don't get me wrong. I love Al Gore personally. I love watching current TV, Al Gore Station. I read his book, Assault on Freedom, Assault on Reason, I'm sorry. And for the record, Chapter 2, Al Gore actually assaults reason. But that's a whole other thing. I like Al Gore personally. I loved his movie, you know, Inconvenient Truth, good movie. But he's better in the private sector. He's really like Jimmy Carter. You know, Jimmy Carter was a horrible president. Great man. I still give money to Jimmy Carter's charity. Love Jimmy Carter. Horrible president. Al Gore would have been the same way. Well, if Al Gore would have won, we wouldn't be in the bullshit. If Al Gore would have won, we'd still be in the same spot we're in now. I'm sorry. Maybe the economy would be better. The economy would be better. I'll grant you that. But we'd still be in Iraq. Because they'd still trump up the same bullshit, you know, evidence that they presented to Congress and got Hillary Clinton to vote for. And if Hillary Clinton was tricked by it and half the Senate was tricked by it, you know, then I guarantee you they would have been able to trick Al Gore, considering Al Gore was a panderer. That was his thing. He was a panderer. They said, you know, Rush Limbaugh goes, look at Al Gore last night. He looks so pale. He looks like a ghost. So the next night, Al Gore looks like a freaking clown. Right? Then Rush Limbaugh goes, oh, look at Al Gore. He's like a robot, not very passionate at all. The next night, he passionately kisses his wife on stage in a ridiculous show of passion. Al Gore was a panderer, all right? Let's face it. In politics, he was a panderer. But that's enough of that. My point is here that third-party people suck it up this time. My reason for that, couple. One, I do believe that Obama does have what it takes to fix the economy. Will eventually pull us out of this war. Not as soon as I would like, but I think he will. And mainly, I mean, think of this. The real question of this election comes down to this. Do you really want someone who truly believes that the world is coming to an end and thinks that that is a good thing to have the nuclear codes? Do you really want Sarah Palin to have the nuclear codes when she wants the world to end? when she thinks the world ending is the greatest of all possible things, you want someone like that having the nuclear codes? And let me say this. If John McCain wins, even though that's very unlikely at this point, let's just say he wins. I give it 2 years, half a term, before Sarah Palin gets sworn in as president. And it's not because I think John McCain's going to die because he's so scary old. His mom is scary old, too, and she's still alive. Right? I don't think his health is that bad that he's going to die in office from sickness. But I'll tell you this. The religious right are no fan of his. The fiscal conservatives are no fan of his. And guess what? Somebody could assassinate him in his own party. Or, better yet, why do that? You have a better excuse. You can find some little nitpicky ethics charge that you can blow up. You can call up Sarah. Go, hey, Sarah, we have this thing. We think John is doing something kind of shady. If maybe you can call him out on it, and we'll get this whole big press thing together, and then you can be this big hero for calling out and for going against your own party on ethics charges, and then you can be the new president. And Sarah Palin's just like, she outbushes Bush. I mean, she's twice as stupid, and she doesn't blink, and she's twice as religious. She's perfect. Perfect puppet. I don't think she won't. She's done it before. She's done it before. She did that with the Republican Party in Alaska. She ran against her mentor who brought her into politics and defeated him in the primary in a nasty, nasty race. Oh, she's good. She'll do it. She'll be the next president within 2 years if John McCain becomes president. And that's a promise. One way or another, she'll be the president. And do you really want someone who wants the world to come to an end to have the nuclear codes? I don't. I really don't. And that scares the shit out of me. That's terrorism there. It's real terrorism. So, look, suck it up. Because, you know, if they win, that's it. There is no next election. That's it. World War III. I know. I'm not a conspiracy person. This isn't no conspiracy. This is just logical deduction. But anyway, moving on from this election. Well, not really this election, but this race in this election, the presidential race. There are other races going on, and issue races, too. For instance, right now, California legalized gay marriage. But, there is a fight now to keep it legal. The religious right were very quick to move in on this one. And so now, Proposition 8 is on the ballot in California this November on Election Day. So everybody in California should vote no on Proposition 8, and that will keep marriage in California legal. But the polls are tight on this one. It's 50-50. So if you're in California or know someone who is, make sure they vote no on Proposition 8. And if you are in Florida, the battleground state of Florida, the religious right are moving very quickly there to put an anti-gay amendment on the books. So vote no on Proposition 2 in Florida because they want to define a marriage between a man and a woman because that's what the Bible says. So if you're in Florida, vote no on 2. And if you're in California, vote no on 8. Now, Connecticut has recently granted gay and lesbians the right to marry, and that is good. I know the religious right are moving quickly against that, too. I don't know if they have an amendment or a proposition on the table there, but if they don't, you can bet they will. So be alert on that, and if you're in Connecticut, look at the language very carefully. Go to the websites before you go out to vote and find out what's going on in your local area, because the way these propositions are worded, I can guarantee you, you're going to go in there, you're going to read that proposition, you're going to have no idea what the fuck it says. You're not going to know whether yes is for gay marriage or yes is against gay marriage or vice versa. So I'm asking you to, if you're in Connecticut, to look it up before you go. All right, go to local websites and find out. Just find out, because we don't want you voting for the wrong thing there. And basically, some of you say, well, why am I talking about gay marriage, you know? Yeah, why is that a big deal, you know? Well, I don't think that any religion should have the monopoly in defining what is and what is not a marriage. All right, and that's really the only excuse here. It's really the only excuse why gay marriage is illegal. It's because Christians don't like it, because the Bible says so. And I'm against that. Plus, I don't think it's right to take somebody's rights away from them. So I've been a strong advocate for gay rights, and I will continue to be a strong advocate for gay rights, and I hope you will too. Even though it doesn't have anything to do with me, I'm still fighting for their rights, because when one person's rights are damaged, all of our rights are damaged. So we have to fight for everybody, and that's what I'm doing here. So no on Prop 8 in California, no on Prop 2 in Florida, and no on whatever amendment they're putting forth in Connecticut. But keep track of this stuff, and we're going to see more. New Jersey is going to be next, I promise you that. New Jersey was afraid to do it. Now that they've seen it happening in Connecticut and Florida and California, they're going to move. So, actually, it's not happening in Florida, but they're keeping the option open in Florida at the very least. So, we got to move on this. Move. So, those are the issues going on. There are a couple of other races going on around the country that I want to draw attention to. We're running out of time, so I really want to draw attention to some of these. The first race I want to draw some attention to would be Kay Hagan in North Carolina. She is running for U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Dole. Elizabeth Dole was the early favorite here. I mean, it was a gimme for her. But since North Carolina has been turning steadily towards Obama, she's been getting a little nervous, and so she's been getting aggressive. And her last campaign ad that Elizabeth Dole ran said Kay Hagan hung out with Godless American PAC, and because of that, she must be anti-American and anti-God, and we should not vote for her. So if we're going to go by this guilty by association, first thing we have to do as fellow free thinkers and atheists is make sure that our PAC, the one PAC we have that's very weak right now, maintains viable. And if somebody went to our function, we have to support that person. And especially if our PAC is being used against a candidate, we better make sure that that candidate wins. That candidate realizes that our contribution to her campaign helped her win. And that the negative smears of Elizabeth Dole using us did not win. And we have to make that loud and clear, not just to her, but to the rest of the country. And so we have to donate to Kay Hagan. I've already donated to Kay Hagan's campaign. And then what you have to do, if you send the check in the mail, right in the memo portion, that you are a godless American and that you are supporting her because of that. If you send it to her online, there is no put a message in with the contribution. So what you have to do is you have to email her campaign and say you donated to her campaign, put your name, you know, and then tell her the reason why you donated to her campaign. Say because you are a godless American. And only if she sees that she's raised a shitload of money from godless Americans will she realize that, you know what, despite Elizabeth Dole's negative ad, going to this function has helped her raise more money than it's hurt her in the political gains. So that's what we have to do, and we have to make sure that we get that message out loud and clear. So everybody, please donate to Kay Hagan. You can look her up on the internets. She's running in North Carolina. She's a Democrat. The other race I want to talk about is we have to get this Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota. We have to get her out. We have to get her out. Michelle Bachmann, who I talked about earlier, who supported McCarthyism, we have to get her out. So I don't know who's running against her, but whoever it is, donate to him or her. All right, we got to get this Michelle Bachmann out. Just get her out. We don't need McCarthyists in our Congress anymore. The other one I want to support here is Dennis Kucinich, who is running a tough re-election campaign because he was hard on the president and called for his impeachment, that now the Republicans are gunning for him, and they're gunning for his brother, who is running for his congressional seat, his state rep seat, rather, his former state rep seat. So we have to support both of them, the Kucinich brothers. And so I'm asking you all to do that. There are plenty other candidates around the country. And one more candidate I want to call out here. He's a more local candidate to Pennsylvania. He's running for state representative, Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas not only is a personal friend of mine and of this show, but he is also an out and he is openly atheist. Okay. Ian served with me on the board of the Free Thought Society, Greater Philadelphia. He is a humanist. He is part of the he's done a lot with the Humanist Society, started up their book club, and he needs your help. So Ian Thomas, who is running for state representative in Pennsylvania, he needs your help. And he is, by the way, he has a link to the Godless America PAC on his website, too. So I think it's like ianthomas.something. I don't know, but check it out. Check it out. Support Ian Thomas. Very important, because we need free thinkers in office. And not just, you know, some people say, well, you know, there are atheists that are bad people. And that's true. There are. But Ian is not just any atheist. He's a humanist atheist. And humanist atheists are a little different. They're like me, like I think most of the listeners of the show. And that's what we need to be supporting. They're like Pete Stark out in California, Congressman Pete Stark. You know, we have to support people like that. So I'm asking you to support Ian Thomas, Kay Hagan, the Kucinich brothers, and Pete Stark, of course. That goes without saying. We have to support Pete Stark. He's our only voice. And, of course, Barack Obama. Support candidate Barack Obama. So those are the people we are endorsing today here at Dangerous Talk. And now we have some announcements. But before we get started with the announcement, Halloween is almost here. Just almost here. We're almost there. And so we've been doing this thing now for a couple of years now, the Halloween Forever Project, in which I'm asking people to take pictures of themselves in their Halloween costumes and holding the Dangerous Talk logo, which you can get from dangeroustalk.net, and send them in to us. We'll put them on the web. We'll put them on the MySpace page. We'll get them all out there because it's fun. It's cool. And what did I say on the website? The website says, you know, you should be creative. You know, well, costumes we want the most. You know, any costume will do. But we're particularly looking for offensive, political, sexy, you know, all religiously oriented, you know, things like that. Things that imbibe the show. But anything, we'll take anything because we think it calls attention to the show. And it's great. And, you know, be creative. And that you can go to the website and check it out, dangeroustalk.net, and check the Halloween Forever Project in the right sidebar there. We have all kinds of other projects going on and competitions, and that's the wrong announcement board. Where is my announcement sheet? All right, here it is. You can email the show at dangeroustalk@gmail.com. DangerousTalk@gmail.com. Check us out on MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook. We are listed under Dangerous Talk on all three of those. YouTube, I just put up a video last week that I'm very proud of. It's called McCain, the Scientologist. I always say that wrong. McCain, the Scientologist. And it's a great video, and I actually am planning on doing a little bit of an update on it, but it's a really good video. Please check it out and let me know what you think of it. It's on the blog, and it's also, you can leave comments on YouTube as well. Give it lots of stars. I really wanted it to go viral, and I'm kind of disappointed it didn't. We also have editorial columns on the website, dangeroustalk.net. I haven't really updated the columns lately. It hasn't been any new columns lately, but there's still, all the columns there are great, so take a look at them. Go into some of the archives of the columns, they're really good too. I have a lot of good ones there. Projects and competitions, the Most Dangerous Song Competition, Most Dangerous Art Competition, Halloween Forever, which I mentioned already, and the Free Them for Freedom Project, which is basically women who would like to free their breasts for freedom, with a picture of the Dangerous Talk logo on it, of course. So you can check that out. We also have photo galleries where, you know, just people walking on the street who want a Dangerous Talk logo and hold it up, or wear the Dangerous Talk shirt, you know, and take a picture and send it in to us. We'll put that in the gallery. We also have some spokesmodels. Spokesmodel Erin, spokesmodel Jackie, spokesmodel Sarah, and we're going to get a new spokesmodel soon as I get off my lazy butt and send somebody a t-shirt. I'm getting to that. So I'm getting to that. I promise. I said that, I know, months ago, but I'm getting to it. You'll get your shirt. Then we also have our forums, courtesy of the Rational Response Squad, the Dangerous Store, where you can buy shirts and buy other stuff with the Dangerous Talk logo on it, mugs, mouse pads. You know, I have a tote bag that I have all my Dangerous Talk stuff in. You can donate to the show because we're actually operate at a loss. But I will say this, even though it pisses me off because I know Christians ask for donations from their parishioners and from their listeners from Christian internet radio shows, and they get tons and tons of money, and I have a little donate button on my page, I'm asking you not to give me money on that. And I know that sounds weird. Why would I have a donate button if I was going to tell you not to donate to me? Originally, I was hoping that I could actually turn it into a profit, maybe, or at least break even, but that's not going to happen. And I'd rather that money go to people who can use it better than I. So I'd rather you give it to either one of the candidates I mentioned before, give it to, you know, ACLU, give it to the Rational Response Squad, give it to Free Thought Society, Greater Philadelphia, give it to Free Thought Action. That's one I have totally forgot about. That I'm going to put that on my list. FreeThoughtAction.com. I think it's .com. Maybe it's .org. But anyway, I have their bumper sticker now on my car. They are the ones that had the bulletin boards, the billboards all over the country, and you'll see more of those. Say, don't believe in God, you're not alone, which is great because it's a passive message. It's not aggressive in any way, so Christians can't say, arr! It's a passive message, and it's very good, and people can go to their website and be clued into what's been going on in the Free Thought community, sign up, and they have all kinds of stuff that, you know, that they'll clue you into. Philly Core is a group of Philadelphia organizations. They're now part of the Free Thought Action. So I'm supporting Free Thought Action. Please go to their website. Buy bumper stickers from them. Put them on your car. I have them on my car. So, you know, I almost wish I have their website at the bottom of the bumper sticker, because I would rather have people send stuff to them and other atheists be a part of them. But I almost wish I had my email address on the bottom so that, you know, hateful Christians could email me and I can get the hate mail. But I don't. I have it to set up to Free Thought Action. So donate to them. Go to them. Buy their bumper sticker. It's a couple of bucks. Not bad. Put it on your car. It's not even offensive. You know, don't believe in God, you're not alone. That's not offensive. Just asking you, if you're an atheist, come join us. Not saying you ought to be an atheist. It's just passive, which makes it brilliant. So anyway, I'm babbling now. We got a lot of stuff going on here. Did I forget something? The podcast, Dangerous Demand Podcast. Check that out. All kinds of stuff. Other organizations, I want to give a shout-out to FreeThoughtForums.org, of course, Rational Response Squad, Free Thought Society of Greater Philadelphia. Those are all groups you should look up. Free Thought Action, as I mentioned. And I'm sure there are plenty of other things. I just added, actually, a links page on DangerousTalk.net, so you can check that out. And, you know, links to some of those groups. Oh, see Religulous, Bill Maher's new movie. See it, make it number one in the box office, keep it in the box office. The more people hear about it, the more they'll see it. My parents saw it, actually, so And they liked it, and they're a little bit religious, not really religious, but a little bit. And they liked it. I was surprised they even went to see it. So, you know, go see it. Take your friends, take your Christian friends to see it. Show them that's why we fight. That's why we fight. Anyway, we're out of time here. So be dangerous. See you next time. And don't forget to vote.
I am a terrorist. Words are my tools, my weapons. Through them, my thoughts vibrate around your synapses. They infiltrate your mind. They invade your soul. You are the victim of my speech, a casualty of my dangerous talk.